In a day when candy was virtually unknown and sweet things rare, the Jewish rabbi would sometimes use an interesting incentive in teaching young lads the Hebrew alphabet. Instead of marking a letter in chalk on a slate, he would use a mixture of flour and honey. The boy who correctly named the letter would be rewarded with it, would be allowed to lick the letter off the slate. Perhaps the writer of Psalm 119 had this scene in mind when he wrote, "How sweet are your words to my taste, O Lord, sweeter than honey to my mouth." But how can that be? How can God's word, the Bible, be sweet and pleasant when it points out our shortcomings and condemns us for our sin? The reason is the gospel, the main message of the scriptures, the good news that God forgives our sins' guilt and makes us members of his own family through simple trust in his son Jesus. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself. Taste and see that the Lord is good.